we have up to share is Deborah B. from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Hey. My name is Deborah, and I'm a grateful recovering addict. And this is a big-ass meeting. I need to say that. Big meeting, you know. But I want to thank God for me getting to this meeting and this convention. For that, I'm truly, truly grateful. You know, I was listening to Eva, right? When she was talking about her experience with resentment, you know, and then I was sharing last night with my sponsee and my friend, right? We were sitting down talking, and I started talking about, you know, I had found some information, and I started talking to them about how resentment applied to my life, you know, and where it took me, you know. And what I would say to y'all is that I had resentment way before I picked up drugs. Way before. When I think about it, when I really, really give it some thought, it was when I was a little girl. It's four of us. It's two boys and two girls, right? So my resentment came because me and my siblings were split up, and I didn't understand why. You know, my two oldest was in South Carolina, and the two youngest was with my mom. So I always want to know, what the hell happened? Like, why are we here and they're there? You know? So I was very, very angry, because resentment talks about fear. Mm-hmm. It talks about anger, you know. It talks about, you know, how sometimes it could be people or a place or your job. It could be, resentment can come in a lot of different areas. So what I want to say is that I always want to know why. You know that big question mark, like, why? All we split up. Why did this happen? Because I'm telling y'all, that shit had me fucked up, and excuse my expression. I was really messed up because I wanted my siblings with me. I wanted us to be raised together. So my resentment was with my uncle, my aunt, my grandparents. You know, like, I was really angry with them. And that just kind of like built up into my adulthood. Because I had so many unanswered questions, and everybody was keeping a secret. See, I don't know about y'all, but my family, like, you cannot talk about that. Keep that to yourself. So when I got old enough to ask questions, I started asking questions. Like, what's up? Why wasn't we together? You know, and I don't even know, you know, because things play a part in, you know, your life. You be trying to figure out, well, how did I start getting high? Like, what happened? You understand what I'm saying? Because I was going through so many feelings, you know, so I was like, damn, how did this really happen? And I think about it, it's because it was a whole lot of alcoholism in my family. You know, people used to get drunk. My family used to get drunk and fight each other. You know what I'm saying? I was very upset about that, you know? So I look at it because they talk about how this is a family disease. So it stemmed because I've seen a whole lot of my family getting high, a whole lot of alcohol, a whole lot of drugs, you know? So, you know, like, as I got older, you know, and I really, really kind of like figured out some stuff, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna start asking questions. So the more questions I asked, the more pain I got. It became more painful, you know, because I was like, wow, like, why are y'all doing this to us? So I got angry now. Now I'm an adult and you know, and I ask questions and they're giving me some answers. And like, I'm like, okay, let me go just figure this all out. And how I figured it out was I got introduced to cocaine. That's how I figured it out. I got introduced to some cocaine. I was a cokehead, I sniffed a whole lot of cocaine just for identification purposes. A whole lot of cocaine. And the cocaine made me feel real good. You know, it kind of like stimulated me to the point where I didn't have to feel no more. You know, but the pain was there. It never left. It never left. Until I got here in Narcotics Anonymous, and I started learning some things. And she talked about the spiritual part of this program. See, once you start getting into the spiritual part of this program, things start happening. You know what I'm saying? I was resisting a little bit when I first got here. I was a little resistant because I ain't want y'all telling me what the hell to do. I didn't want nobody telling me, oh, you know, whatever, you got to do this and you got to do that, you got to do this. And the only way you're going to do this is when, you know, when you get to the steps and you're going to find the freedom that you need to feel. And I'm looking at them like, freedom? What the hell are y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying? But it's a true factor. You know what I'm saying? And what I will say is that, you know, like, getting into the spiritual part of this program, you know, writing. I know you talked about that, right? When I started writing, I always liked to write. But check this out. I always liked to write. I used to always write about my feelings. Didn't know I was doing some inventory. Didn't know. I really didn't know. But I knew that I had to write about how I felt because there was a whole lot of stuff that went on in my life. You know, I used to get, you know, I was very resentful. You talk about your mom, man. I was very, very resentful with my mom. Yo, my mother used to kick my ass. And I didn't even understand why. I didn't understand why. But that's because she was treated a certain way. Mm-hmm. You don't even know how things started rolling until you find out later. She was treated a certain way. So that's what she knew at the time. Didn't take her to say that she didn't love me because she's always telling me, Deborah, I love you. You know, but it was just the way she was brought up. So sometimes how you brought up is how you think that. That's how you supposed to bring up your kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I learned that's not it. You know what I'm saying? That's just not it. So, however, you know what I'm saying? You know, I started, like, you know, talking, asking questions, feeling better, you know, finding out, getting into the spiritual part of this program, you know, being able to heal. You know, it's a process. Like, resentment, this is a process that's going to take some time. It ain't going to be rushed. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to get in here. You're going to do what you need to do to find the freedom. So what I started doing is started writing a lot, talking about how I felt, sharing with my sponsor, sharing with my support group, and I started feeling this uplift, like feeling a little like free. You know what I'm saying? Free. You know, and now, Narcotics Anonymous work when we do recover. I did not know. Let me tell y'all something. When I first came around, I did not think I would stay. You know, it was a whole lot of people here that held the doors open for this addict right here and told me that just giving myself a shot, right? And that's exactly what I did. You know, I just made 28 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In February, right? And Lord knows who could have told me I could stay clean for a day. You know? But let me tell you what happens when you do the work. When you do the work of letting go some stuff, man, let me tell you, I feel so good. I'm talking about real good, and I'm talking about internally, and I shared that last night, like, because I was able to talk about some stuff and get rid of it and not hold on to it no more, because I didn't know that it was, if I kept holding on as I did, that I was not going to be able to move forward in my life, because what happens is that when you hold on to resentments, you're kind of like stunting your growth. You're not able to move forward. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's what I found out. I kept saying, why, you know, why do I feel like I'm not moving in this process? But it's because I wasn't letting it go. You got to let it go. And once you let it go, you'd be surprised on how you feel. I had so many things on resentment. And I'm talking about as a little girl, then I came into Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, and I started resenting some things in here and some people. You know what I'm saying? You know, seriously, because I'm human. I ain't going to like everybody. You know, I'm not. Everybody ain't going to like me. And that's okay. You know, but really not really holding on to anything that's going to bring harm to my spirit. You know, to my spirit, because, you know, when you work on something, you know, and you work on it, you get better and you feel better. I don't want nobody interrupting what I work so hard to get. I work hard to find this freedom because I didn't come in with it. So I work real hard to come in here and feel good about Denver. And I ain't got to get it from nobody but me. Check that out. I ain't got to look for it in no man. You know, because sometimes, you know, you thinking you got to have another body there to feel good and to make you whole. Not so. You got to make yourself whole first. Yes. And then God will pour in the blessings after. Uh-uh. And that's how that worked. When I started loving me and feeling good about who I am and where I'm at, man, things just started happening beyond my wildest dreams. You know what I'm saying? I sleep real good at night. And I share that because that's something that I always wanted. Just to feel comfortable in my own skin. So when you do work and when you let some stuff go, man, oh, man. Somebody said lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise, right? So that started happening for me. You know, so if you're new, this sister right here is new, man. Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous.
Welcome.
You know, I heard Eva say that surrender is a key. Like, once you have surrendered and have admitted complete defeat, you are well on your way. This program works and we do recover. You know, you might be a little nervous. You might not understand exactly what's going on, but just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. This me right here, right now, is for you, my sister. For you. This could be a new start. Today could be your new start. And I'm just grateful, man. I'm so grateful to be here. I want to thank Ocean City for allowing me to come and share my experience with you and do service for Narcotics Anonymous, you know? So, like, I'm happy about the whole thing. And I just need to share something because my heart is a little heavy, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, you know, I might have felt a certain kind of way, but that's my mama. That's a one-shot deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, my mom has been sick. You know, when I left her, in the hospital. And I wasn't even going to come to the convention. Because, like, my mom is my mama. That's my mama. That's my best friend ever in the world. You know, like, she stick with me no matter what. When I was out there getting crazy, getting high, my mother would come up in the spots and say, "Where's my daughter?" You know, and she's sick, man. I called her today, and I spoke to her, and she said she still wasn't feeling well. So I got, you know, I got a little emotional. I got an emotional breakdown. You know, I started crying because my mother, that's all I got. And that's the truth. My mother, my daddy ain't never been there. My mom has been there every step of the way. You know, so I just asked, just keep lifting her up in prayer. Let God heal her. This is not a religious program, but it's a highly spiritual program, and God is all through our book. You know, and I just need, you know, just to kind of like, you know, just keep like praying and knowing that my mom's going to get better, because today was just like a breakdown day for me. You know, it really was, you know, because I love my mom. You know, I really love her, and I don't know what the hell I would do without her. And I'm not going to tell you I'm going to use drugs, but it would be very hard for me to deal with that. You know, that's one of my biggest fears. You know, and part of resentment is fear too, you know. And that's one of my biggest fears, man, is to lose my mom. You know, so I know that there's a God. I know there's a God. I always live with God. You know? And all I just ask God is to keep covering her. And to keep me strong. Because I didn't really know. You know, I had a whole lot of other stuff to say, but I feel what I'm feeling. I'm feeling what I'm feeling. And I know that when I get back tomorrow, that's the first place I'm going is to the hospital to see my mama. You know. But I'm glad, let me just tell you this. I'm glad that I don't like hold on to stuff like that. What I've learned in here, man, is that you can't hold on. Okay. You can't hold on. When you hold on to resentments, they say resentment is like pissing on yourself, right? The only one feeling is you. All right. So when I hold on not liking people, when I hold on not, you know, like because you did something to me, so, you know, that's me. I'm feeling that. So what I do is I let it go, and I might even say hello to you. Check that out. I might even say hello to you because I don't want nothing to stop my blessings. I don't want nothing to make me feel all messed up. Because when you hold on to stuff, you feel that sucker. And I mean, it will rock you. You can't sleep. You can't eat. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't be happy. I don't want to, you know, this program, you know, is like, kind of like, gives us freedom for acquisition, and it gives us some stuff that just like, wow, you know? And I like the way I feel. I do. I love the way I feel. I'm so glad that I will be holding on to stuff and start getting, I don't want anger. Anger is a luxury that I can't afford. Anger, I just can't be that way. You know, things happen, people do things that just roll over. You know, I pray, you know what, God? That too shall pass. I'm going to be all right. They're going to be all right. You know, they're going to be all right. So I'm like just really grateful, y'all. You know, like I'm just grateful and I just want to remain open. You know what I'm saying? Because I still need to receive. I'm not cocky. I'm very enthusiastic about being a part of Narcotics Anonymous. I still love making meetings. Meetings still make a whole lot of sense to this addict right here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't ever want to get too cocky like, you know, I got this because I know I don't. I know some folks that was here when I got here that's not here. And it ain't because they died or anything. It's because they want to change their clean date. You know, and I don't want to do that. Like, man, this is the best ride ever. Ever. Where can you go and talk about stuff that we talk about and not feel like people are looking at you indifferent or you're being judged? I can come in here and tell y'all the truth and tell you just how I feel, and it's okay. And what happens is that you feel better, you get better. You get so much better when you just kind of like be able to let some stuff go. I was very angry. I'm going to round it up. I was very angry with my first husband because he was a crazy fool. And I really, really disliked him because he was very abusive. So I was very, very resentful. And I'm going to tell you how it carries over. This is my daughter's father, right? He had a massive heart attack and died. He's no longer here, right? When they called me and told me that he had died, I didn't know what to feel because he hurt me so much, right? So what I did was I prayed. I was like, I don't want to hold on and be so angry because I didn't want to talk to his family at all. I had very much resent them because I felt like y'all knew that he was kicking my ass and y'all didn't do nothing about it. And I kept crying out for help and I never got that until my brother came. You understand what I'm saying? You know, but it was very, very toxic you know. So when he died, you know, and I tried to be right by my daughters, you know, I was like, oh, that's your father, you know, I'm so sorry, you know. And I sent them, and they wanted me to go to the funeral. I couldn't even go to the funeral. So what I did was I had to write about how I felt and how angry I was with him to be able to let go. Because things like that block you from anything, from you being able to move forward, to get into another relationship, to do, like, it just affects your whole life. You know what I'm saying? Holding on to stuff. So I had to really write. That's why I said writing is healthy. You know, I had to really write about my feelings. And I still do that today. Like, that ain't changed. You know, not just doing, like I told you, I was doing this for a long time since I was a little girl. I always like to write about my emotions and my feelings, you know. But I write about it, you know, and once I wrote about it and I read it back to myself, you know, and it was something I read that said sometimes you discuss it with your friends, or sometimes you might burn it and put it in some symbolic place where you know that you ain't got it, you know, you're going to really let it go, you know. So I've done that. I've done both. I've shared it with my friends. I've shared it with my sponsor. And I've also put it on the top of the mountains when I went to a tree and burned it so that I can really let it go. You know what I'm saying? And once I was able to do that with my kid's father, I started feeling better. Things started getting better. Then I was open to maybe, just maybe, I'll go out on a date. I was very angry, very angry. I didn't want to be bothered with no men because y'all was no good for me. And I was just feeling what I was feeling, you know what I'm saying? But I'm grateful, like I said again, I'm grateful to be a part of Narcotics Anonymous. I want to welcome you again, you know what I'm saying? Please stay, please stay.
Yes.
Give yourself a break.
Yes.
Just give yourself a break. Keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, thank you so much. Once again,